Well,
maybe we should talk about the government.
We should pay for the government.
All right, come on. With your permission, this Shabbat is called Shabbat Parashat Parah. It's the regular parasha, the Parashat Kitisa. We're going to read in the second Sefer Torah about the red cow. How important the red cow is. It says the Gemara, a statement, Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shamayim to take the first Luchot. He comes up to Shamayim and he hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, my son Eliezer says, the red cow should be 2 years old. It means the red cow should not be less than 13 months in 1 day and not over 24 months. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to himself. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, you saying now something from somebody, said my son Eliezer? So Hashem said, yeah, you know what? It's going to be in time of Second Beit HaMikdash, big rabbi, his name Eliezer ben Orkinus, it's called Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, and he is going to open up and is going to say this Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah Masechet Parah, that the red cow should be 2 years old. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wish my marriage, my zuchut, to be that this guy is going to be my grandson. It's very strange. You know? If you really have after la'acha kamocha, you love every Jew, you don't like to listen, I want this guy to be my son. This son will be my grandson. You leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a nice thing to hear from Hashem. It's very strange Hashem says it. From all the mitzvot that we have, Moshe comes up to Shamayim, Hashem talks about red cow. Very strange. This is what's so important. Red cow. But Hashem did. And Moshe said, well, I want this one that Hashem calls him my son, said my son. Says the Gemara, Hashem said, you know what? It's going to be. Shene'emar, Parashat Yitro, Shem Ha'echad Gershom, V'Shem Ha'echad Eliezer. Moshe Rabbeinu had two children, one was Gershom, one was Eliezer. The Torah should have said, Shem Ha'echad Gershom, V'Shem Hasheni, the second one Eliezer. The Torah says, no. Shem Ha'echad Gershom, one is Gershom, the name of the one is Gershom, the name of the one Eliezer. What do you mean, the name of the one? Says the Gemara, Echad HaMiuchad. It's a very special, Eliezer is very special. I says, what is so special about? Look, Moshe comes up to Shamayim, here's the Kadosh Baruch Hu talks about the red cow. From this Gemara, we see how important is the red cow, if Hashem speaks about it. When Moshe comes, Moshe enters so-called Shamayim, he hears Hashem talks about it, so it must be a very important thing. How important this one, the red cow again, this is in Parashat Meshalach. This is 10 days after we left Egypt. Left Egypt on Tetzvav. Benisan was Thursday morning. 10 days later, we got to a place that was called Marah. In Marah, they found water. This is 3 days after crossed Yam Suf. But the water was bitter. Am Yisrael cried to Moshe Rabbeinu, screamed. Moshe screamed to Hashem. Hashem told him, you see, there's a tree over here. Take the tree and throw it into the water. Throw it into the water. And the water became sweet. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe and told him, listen, go tell Am Yisrael. Shemo atishma lekol Hashem elokecha. If you listen to Hashem, as anta lemitzvotav, you listen to the mitzvot v'shamata kol chukav, keep all the laws. Says the Gemara, which one you refer to? Says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell me about the red cow. No. This is just at Egypt. What is this Rechka business? That's what you have to learn now. This is from all the mitzvot that we have. Hashem told him also, Kibud Avayim, respect your parents. Hashem told him about Shabbat as well. Three things, says the Gemara. But one of them was the red cow. So 10 days after we left Egypt, Hashem tells you, listen, if you keep the mitzvot and you keep the laws, you're never going to get sick. It says, which will you refer to? It says, I'm giving an example. This is a red cow, you know a red cow? Okay, let's go through the red cow. Moshe told him red cow, says, okay, that's it, finished. Again, you can see how important red cow, the Parah Adoma is, that Hashem chose to tell Moshe, to tell Am Yisrael about the red cow. The halachot of the red cow, the way it says in the Mishnah, the way it says in the Gemara, that's how the simple halacha is. Altogether, says the Rambam, there were 9 until today. Time of the Rambam, 9,000 years ago. This is the first one, did Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert, and the second and the third, Shimon HaTzadik, and second Beit HaMikdash. First Beit HaMikdash was enough ashes from the first red cow. A second Beit HaMikdash, after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and a lot of it was destroyed, so Shimon HaTzadik, in his time, was a red cow. Made 2 of them. Maybe the first one wasn't so good. It's the question.
Excuse me.
Forgot to go to sleep today. And then his son, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, also made 2. So far we have 5. And then there's Eliyahu ben Akaya. And 2 other Kohen, Rabbi Shmaya ben Fiyavi, another Kohen Gadol. Another one, says the Rambam, so far we made 9. Asirit Yaseh Melech HaMashiach, and before Mashiach will come, we won't be able to find it so quickly. This is very, very, very hard to find it. So you have to have a red car completely. They found a few years ago in down south. There's a guy that has red cows over there. That's really exactly 100% red cow. If you have 2 black hairs, it's pasul. Nothing to do. Can't cut it. Finished. Hasidim they had a few years ago, about 10 years ago. Also, found a red cow, and then it became pasul. All of a sudden, the cow grew. Black hair. Two black hair on the red cow finished. So that's the halacha. She has to be red. Completely red, completely nothing, broken. All can't put even the yoke on it, you can use it for anything. Then they take the cow and they bring the cow to Beit HaMikdash. It's in Beit HaMikdash. Then you have to build a bridge from the place of Beit HaMikdash to the Olive Mountain, Har HaZeitim. Every red cow they made in Eretz Israel, they made a new bridge. That's the halacha. A new bridge. Meshachat otam mechutz l'machane. It says, the Torah says you have to slaughter it outside. What does it mean? After the red cow was in Beit HaMikdash, they made a bridge to the Olive Mountain across, and over there they slaughtered it. You can't slaughter in Beit HaMikdash. Even though the Gemara said it's called chatat. This is all the things that you have to be careful in Beit HaMikdash with the animals. How kosher they have to be, that it will be perfect. This one has to be perfect, says the Gemara. Why? Says the Gemara, because the Gemara calls it in the Torah, in the text, it's called Chatat. It's like a sacrifice called Chatat. It says, why don't you sacrifice it in Beit HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim? No. It has to be outside Beit HaMikdash. Okay. You slaughter it over there. Okay. After you slaughter it, then you have to sprinkle with your finger towards Beit HaMikdash, to the west, and then you have to bring wood. Says the Mishnah, says Halacha and Rambam, as much wood that you can bring is a mitzvah. It's like this. The red cow, let's say she weighs 150 pounds, that's a lot. But let's say, it's 150 pounds. Then you're going to bring trailers of wood. Wood all the way to the sky. Make, you know, like Baomer. A very big fire. Very big fire, a lot of wood. Marbin la'etzim, as the Mishnah says to the Rambam. Bring as much wood as you want. You take the little cow and you throw it into the fire. And then burn, 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 and now you have ashes. So what's the ashes? If you have to be serious about the ashes. So what percentage you have inside the red cow? If you brought who knows how much wood, and it's a mitzvah to bring a lot of wood. You brought so much wood, and you took a small animal, like a little cow, and you threw it into the fire, and it was burning, and now you have ashes. It's not ashes of a red cow. It's ashes of wood. But it's called ashes of the red cow. Then what do? Then you have to go to a spring and get water from the spring. You can't collect money from the rain, from mikveh. It has to be a spring water. It's a special halacha that you need spring water. When you fill up, let's say you fill up a big jar, a big container of water, then you take from the ashes and you just spread a little bit like this on the water, as long as you see something floats on the water. It means, you don't know how many tons of wood you have now. And all this, he says, no, this is a very holy ashes, very holy ashes. I said, okay, now what do I do? I says, you got to mix it with water. I says, how much I have to mix? He said, only a little bit. Just take a spirit on the water. If you look on the water, you see something floats in the water. He says, but now this water is called the holy water. What do you do with this? Somebody went to a cemetery, somebody touched a dead person, somebody was in a room with a dead person, he becomes tameh. For 7 days he becomes tameh. So what you got to do is twice to sprinkle on this guy. Sprinkle with what? This water. He says, what is this water? The holy water. How do you become holy? I put in the ashes inside. How much ashes you put? Almost nothing. What's the ashes made from? Almost 99.9999 is the wood. So this is what? What's the idea behind it? What's the idea behind it? Come to Torah, wait. Also, when the fire is burning, please bring a branch of a cedar tree. Or pine, cedar tree, yeah, I see. Or pine is called, I don't know, Erez. Erez, how many Erez Banglit? Cedar. Bring a piece of cedar tree, throw it into the fire. Then bring zatar, azov, from a small bush, throw it in the fire. Then bring a red string, throw it into the fire. Okay, burning. And now we got the ashes. Okay. Now you have the holy water. Now says the Torah, okay, now tell you what. Now you take this zatar, this azov, but you need three of them, and hold it in your hand, dip it inside the water, and sprinkle on the person, on the object that became tameh. Because again, it was in the cemetery, or because it was in the same house where the dead person was, or because somebody touched the dead person, and there were things in the house, maybe dishes in the house became tameh. Sprinkle it with this little zatar, with this azov, let the water hit the person or the object, now you. The Gemara, one of the goyim asked, "One chachamim tamitamiva," she said, "This is exactly voodoo that belongs 100% in Haiti. The whole thing is a lie. It is what's the idea behind it? Of course, it's a chok. Everybody will tell us it's a law. You can ask about it. Nothing. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara and says, Rashi brings it from Moshe Darshan." And says, you know, this particular thing, the idea is, this is because we did the golden calf. The golden calf was a calf. Says the Gemara, let me tell you like a story. One time a calf was walking in the street and he had to go to the bathroom. So he did it on the street. So then we called the mother of this calf to clean it. Mother of the calf to clean it. Never had such a thing in my life. I know if the mother of the calf is punished, she can clean. But the cow, the Gemara, no, that's what it means. Since we did already the golden calf, So you should know how to clean the mess. The death of the golden calf, his mother. His mother is a red cow. His mother is a red cow. The red cow is the mother of the calf. I don't know what it means exactly. What do you mean she's the mother of the calf? What does that mean? Of course, again, the answer is no questions. This is a law. That's what it is. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, to you I'm going to reveal the secret of the red cow. The rest of the people, no. Says the Gemara, Shlomo HaMelech himself said, Amati Echkema V'Yerechoka Mimeni. The main thing of Shlomo said, he referred to the red cow. He says, I can figure out everything. Even though the Gemara says one version, he could not figure out the Abba Minim, the Lulav, Etrog, Arava, and Adas. But nevertheless, the Gemara quotes Shlomo. The Shlomo says he doesn't understand the concept of the red cow. He can figure out anything else, but this he cannot figure out. But says the Gemara, yes, Shlomo no, Moshe Rabbeinu yes. Moshe no. It's Hashem told it to Moshe. He didn't tell it to us. He says, why? Why Hashem doesn't want to tell it to us? He doesn't. Anyway, we understand maybe some parts of it, but we will not understand the whole idea. But Moshe, Hashem told him, you yes. Come the Gemara and tells us a big secret. Says the Gemara like this. You know, in this parashat Vayera and Sefer Bereshit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu and said, I'm going to destroy Sodom Amorah. Five cities. Sodom, Amorah, Adma, Tzvoim, Tzoar. Five cities. Hashem tells it to Avraham. Avraham started with a debate, dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy. I can't understand. Afum nam tispe tzadikim rasha. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand you. If they have 10 tzaddikim in every city, means you need 50 tzaddikim altogether, wouldn't you forgive the town? This is just, you know, it's a red light for us, you know. So, you know, people usually don't like the what we call the fanatic people. It's rabbi fanatic, it's Bachur Yeshiva, learns Gemara. Here comes Avram and tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Sodom v'Amorah, the way being described in the Gemara, very bad people. Ra'im, v'chata'im, ra'im l'gupam, chata'im b'mamonam, or the opposite, machloket, ra'im l'ashem, worst of the worst. Stories in the Gemara about them, it's unbearable. Cannibals. And Hashem said he's going to destroy it. Abraham said, if they have 10 rabbanim over there, would you waive the Gezerah? Hashem said, I would waive. So everybody has to have an obligation. In every town he lives, Chas Shalom will be Gezerah from Hashem. If 10 tzaddikim, Hashem will not destroy the town. But I have a good question. Holocaust, I don't have an answer. But this is the text in the Torah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Abraham, you know what? And we have five cities, and if we'll find 50 tzaddikim, if Abraham already got the answer, he got the picture that there aren't any 50. So Abraham continues, you know, like a Jew bargaining. Now, al tidaber al Hashem, anochi afar va'efer, I'm nobody. Ulay yachzun chamisha tzaddikim. What would happen if we'll have only 45, not 50. Says the Gemara, well, you need 10 per town to save. So now you get only 9. 45 divided by 5 is 9. So Abraham said to Hashem, you know what? What would you do if there are there in every city 9 tzaddikim? So Hashem said, and? So Abraham said to him, and you will be number 10. Me, number 10, I'm the prosecutor. Now, Abraham said, would you move to the other side of the table? Hashem said, you know what? I'll do it for you. If. So Abraham understood from the answer, of Hashem the Aunt, and it goes down. Maybe it should be 40, we'll save only 4 cities, maybe 30, maybe 20, maybe 10, finish. Then Hashem destroys the normal. Comes the Gemara and tells us, listen, first of all, you have to not to understand that a person cannot tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu is humble. Whoever says he's humble, he's no humble. But anyway, you know, the Hachamim said, the Gemara says that if you go to the zoo, the two animals that you see, you have to say bracha. You go to the zoo. This is a monkey and an elephant. Those two used to be people in last life, but exactly people. All the animals, Chafetz Chaim said, in the reincarnation, in the last life, they were people. Chafetz Chaim writes in his book, an animal knows who was she or who was he in the last life, but they cannot talk. Chafetz Chaim said, Ari has a book. Ari in Rambam Pano, he has a book that if you do this, you become this, you become a donkey, you become a cockroach, you become a mouse. There's a list. I don't know if I told you, somebody in my shul in Mansi died. I don't know if I want to say all the details, what's going to be in the internet. And some people will know all the details. But I just, you know, I'll tell you, I know why he died also. Fairly good. Somebody very, very holy died. All of a sudden, like Sikha died. One Shabbat, after Shacharit, one of the congregants goes outside, there's a cat outside. Next to the shul, a cat. He comes inside, he tells me, you know what? I just saw the guy that died. I said, what do you mean you saw the guy that died? I saw him inside the cat. A lady called me from Queens. She told me her daughter is 7 years old and she came home crying. She said, I went outside and one of the classmates, Enu Alechem, a young girl, had a little bit sickness and she died. She said she came outside the school, was a cat over there. And she looked in the cat's eye. She saw the elephant inside. The lady called me from Queens. She said, my daughter is screaming and crying at home. If it's true, if it's possible, it's just Chafetz Chaim writes in the book, Lashon Hara. Ari says, you speak Lashon Hara, you become a dog. Says, you do this, you steal, you become a mouse. You do a sin with your mother-in-law, you become a donkey. Ari has a list. All animals. But two of them, you go to the zoo, you have to say bracha. This is Baruch Meshaneh HaBriyot. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Change people. Meshaneh HaBriyot. The Gemara, which one? The Gemara, a monkey and an elephant. Elephant, the last life Chachamim say elephant. They're very smart. Very, very smart. I saw a picture. 5 elephants stand next to a wall. And each elephant had in his trunk a crayon. And all 5 of them together drew a picture. I saw the picture. And they're smart, very, very smart. There are lots of stories about elephants, very smart. Very smart. Now the tusks what they have, it's very, very expensive. And they're very strong, very strong. You used to take them to the wars all the time, elephants. That's the Chachamim says like this. Ali talil chacham bechokhmato. Don't be proud of yourself with your wisdom. You're proud of yourself, you become an elephant. The pride of a person shows on his nose. That's why they have this nose. Ali talil gibor begvurato. A strong person, don't be proud of your strength. You become an elephant. Ali talil ashir boshro. If you're a rich person and you're proud of your wealth, you can have tusks. You got it. You go to the zoo, you see a monkey. Last life, you used to be a person. Used to be a person. Not that people came from the donkeys, like Darwin said. Just opposite. Donkeys came from people. It's a Gemara. As his elephant, Menachet Shlomo says in the Mishnayot, is the same thing. He used to be a person in last life. He can't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Avraham Avinu, Hashem, I'm nobody, I'm Afar Va'efer. He says, I'm humble. He can't say that to Hashem. He'll become an elephant if you say that. He says, the Gemara Avraham Avinu meant something else. Avraham Avinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, while I'm standing and praying and bargaining with you to save Sdom Va'amorah, I want to tell you something about myself. About Efer. About ashes. I almost said that he's ashes. He said it's Afar also, but tonight we're not talking about this Afar. We're talking about the ashes. He says, you know, Hashem, when I was 48 years old, I protested against idolship. And Nimrod one day took me and threw me into the fire. Leman Shimcha. I said, for your name. I was ready to give my life because of you. Because I came to Nimrod and Nimrod said, he's God. So Avram told him, you God? Okay, tomorrow please, can you make the sun should shine from west and go down in east? If you can do it, means you're not God. So Nimrod says, who is your God? He says, my God is God. He controls everything. He controls everything. Okay, tomorrow morning, in a few days, let me make a little bigger fire and I'll throw you inside. Let's see if your God will save you. The Gemara says, Gabriel came to Hashem and said, I'm going to save Abraham. Hashem said, no, I'm going inside. Don't worry. I'm going to cool it off and Abraham will dance inside. Don't pick him up. Don't take him outside. Let Abraham stand over there and dance. Have an agila and everybody's going to look around. This is Hashem saved him. Says the Gemara, Abraham said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I want to ask you a favor. What happened if they don't have 50 tzaddikim in those five cities Hashem wants to destroy? We only 45. As a bargaining, Abraham tells Hashem, listen, remember, in time of Nimrod, I was 48 years old, remember? Remember what happened? I gave my life for you. The Zohar said, if you wanted tefillah to be accepted, you have to be ready to give your life for Hashem. If you're not ready, the Zohar says the tefillah doesn't go up. You can pray all day long. He says, you have to be ready. But seriously. And says, you have to be seriously. Rabbi Elimelech, as you said, I think it's Sunday. Chavale. Rabbi Elimelech Menezinsk said, a person, you have a few moments now. Always imagine in front of you a fire and you jump into the fire. Jump into the fire. It's Kiddush Hashem. He says, Avraham used it as a bargaining. To bargain with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Sdom Va'amorah. Not only that. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the prosecutor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he wants to destroy Sdom Va'amorah. He only tells Avraham. Now Avraham not only prays that Hashem should not destroy it, Avraham said it's going to be only 9 tzaddikim per city. So, but you need 10. So the Gemara says, Avraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata tzaddiko shel olam, you, the holy of the world, titzaref imayim, you should be number 10. I should be number 10. I'm the prosecutor. You want the prosecutor all of a sudden to be the lawyer for this guy? They want to kill all of a sudden the prosecutor becomes lawyer? I said, this was the power of Avraham Avinu. Power of Avraham Avinu because he was ready to give his life. Says Rambam, all his life, he protested against idolship and was ready to give his life and was thrown into the fire. Says that thing gave Avraham Avinu the power to bargain with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Torah writes the argument. The Torah is a history book that Avraham argues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? How can you do it? You're going to kill innocent people. He says, Avraham, be quiet. What are you talking about? You know better than Hashem. What are you going to convince Hashem? Yeah, I'm convinced Hashem. Now I'm going to convince Hashem. I'm going to convince Hashem to leave his job, to leave his office as a prosecutor, not to be the DA. He's not the DA anymore. What do you do? He's on the other side of the table. There's no more DA. How can he be? He says, that's what Avraham meant. And he said, comes the Gemara in Masechet Sota as a statement. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ata Amarta, you said that you ashes? Just because you said you ashes, I'm going to give your children the mitzvah of the red cow. So the whole red cow, now if we're going to go backwards, we'll understand how clear is the red cow and how powerful the red cow is. Says the Gemara the following. She said, no, red cow, you have to slaughter it outside Bet HaMikdash. Well, Avraham Avinu was outside of Israel. But what happened? This is Nimrod made a big fire, a tremendous fire. And he took the little Avraham. It wasn't so little, of course, but compared to the fire, it was so very small. Threw him into the fire. I said, why threw him into the fire? Threw him into the fire because he protested against Avodah Zarah. Here says the Gemara, look, we're under the golden calf. We did Avodah Zarah. I says, let me tell you something to do. That thing is going to wake you up. And it's going to be something for you as a role model to remember what the zchut that you have is. The whole thing is Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, the whole thing is Avraham Avinu. Says here, you slaughtered the red cow. Let me tell you what you got to do. Bring a lot of wood. More wood, more wood, more wood. Says, who has such a thing? I have to bring more wood. For what? I have to bring more wood. So burn the red cow. Don't understand. It's exactly the ratio, like Avraham Avinu to the wood that was in Iraq, in Ur Kasdim. I says, that's what you got to do. You got to serve the Hamikdash, bring another wood to Avraham Avinu. By the way, when you make this fire, throw inside the fire a piece of cedar tree and a piece of zatar, of ezov, a small bush. She says, Gemara, what is this? The symbol. Gemara says, the symbol is Magbiya Shfarim Ad Marom. It says the cedar is very, very tall. Tall trees. In California, people say, 1,000 years. So all this is to be people that had pride in them. Grow, they grow. Then they end the chapter. This is a little bush. Ezov Zatar is, says the Gemara, it's a sign of humbleness. You know what humbleness is? Humbleness means, says the Zohar, that you nobody. And says, I'm nothing. I said, what do you mean nothing? If you're really ready to give your life to Hashem, means you're nothing. That's what Avraham Avinu says. Anochi afar ve'efer. Which means, nothing. Said, I'm humble. This is the result. That if you're ready to give yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means you're nobody. Are you nobody? I said, the Torah says, listen, when the fire is burning, please go bring a cedar tree, throw a piece of cedar tree, a branch, throw it inside. Throw inside also the little bush. Throw inside also a red string. Because that this is a sign of sins. I says, throw it inside. After that, you know what? You know, go and collect all these ashes. That's Avraham Avinu supposed to be ashes. That's what he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi Efer. I should have been ashes. Ashes. And what will you do with the ashes? Come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, listen, 10 days after we left Egypt, was no water. It was bitter. The water was bitter. Hashem told Moshe, you know what? Take a tree and throw it into the water. So it says, well, was a big lake, a big spring. I says, everything was over there bitter. He says, what made it sweet? Tree, branches, wood. How much wood? Nothing. The ratio. He says, you have millions of Jews thirsty with animals. All of a sudden, everybody drank. Can you imagine how much water was there? So what made it sweet? A little tree, Moshe threw inside. What's the ratio? Zero. I mean, 9.9992 to nothing. He says, that's the ratio of the ashes of the red cow. Bring a lot of wood. Avraham Avinu made a fire. After that, take the ashes and just spread it on top of the water. He says, what is this? He says, the main thing is water, yeah. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us in Mara, 10 days after we left Egypt, you should know the whole thing is Avraham Avinu. The whole thing is protest against idolatry. Ready to give your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the place over there, there was no water, was bitter water. Hashem told Moshe, go tell them something. Go tell them now, red cow. We have the red cow now? What has the red cow to do now? Why have to know red cow now? Don't get the 10 days after we left Egypt. Look, Moshe comes up to Shammai. To get the Torah, he hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about the red cow. All of a sudden, this is from the whole Torah, you talk about the red cow? There's no other mitzvah. Shabbat, something. No. Since the Zohar, you should know in your lifetime the most important thing is the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, says the Zohar, says the Ri. What's the Kavanah? The Kavanah is I'm ready to give my life for Hashem. I'm ready to protest for Hashem. Says the Gemara, you should know in time Beit HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel HaNavi, go write the letter Tav on the forehead of the Tzadikim, they're going to vanish with all of Israel. Says the Gemara, Yechezkel asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, what did they do to those Rabbanim Tzadikim? Says they didn't protest for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Yerushalmi, you learn, you do everything, you did not protest for Hashem, you weren't ready to give your life for Hashem, you're not being blessed. You didn't learn anything, says the Gemara. You didn't study nothing. But you protested to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're ready to give life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's everything. He says, where did you get these ideas? From where? This was Avraham Avinu. Nothing. Protesting as a child against idolship. And he says, this is what saves us. This is Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham Hashem. The Gemara says every time we say in Shmuel Esrei Magen Avraham, we say, what do you have to think? Hashem saved Avraham from the fire. Says the Gemara, the first time Shulchan Aruch brings it, if you have Shulchan Aruch at home, Tur, I'm sorry, you can look, Siman Kuf Yud Bet. He says, the Brachot of Shmuel Esrei Mordechai, Shekhnes HaGdolah made, all those Brachot were said before by angels. The first Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, was said by the angels when Avram was coming out of the fire. So what do you have to have in mind? Hashem, you saved Avram. You are the shield for Avram. You protected Avram. You protected Avram. You protected Avram. You protected Avram. When you protected Avram? What do you have in mind? Says the Gemara, you have to have in mind when Avram came out of the fire, Hashem protected him while he was inside the fire. It says, who said Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham? Says the Gemara, the angels in Shamayim said it. When Yitzchak jumped off the altar, the angels in Shamayim says Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei Hamitim. When Yaakov came to Betkel, angels said Baruch Atah Hashem Akel Lakadosh. When Gabriel came and taught Yosef 70 languages while he was in jail because he's going to come out on Rosh Hashanah to speak to Paro, the angels, after Yosef said, okay, now I know 70 languages without going to Berlitz. Angels in Shemayim says, Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Adat. When Reuven did Teshuvah, angels in Shemayim says, Baruch Atah Hashem Arotze B'Teshuvah. When Yehuda admitted, angels in Shemayim says, Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Marbel Yisloach. And then it goes on the whole Shmonesre. That you say, Baruch Atah, Baruch Atah, people invented. People did not invent. Chachamim beruach hakodesh knew what angels said. This is why we have those brachot in Shmoneh Esrei, because prior to us, before us, angels said those brachot. Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. Bechah Chotmin, the Gemara says, because Avraham Avinu Mashiach will come. Avraham is Avraham. It's a gadol ba'anakim. It says, the biggest. It says, here's the Gemara says, Parah Aduma, what is this? This is a forgiveness for the golden calf. What did you do, golden calf? What did you do? It's a golden calf. Where do you? He said, "Ele Elohecha Israel." Happened to be this week's Baruch Hashem. We have two of them together. We have Parashat Kitisa, the golden calf, and then we have Parashat Parah. And the Parah, the Gemara says, comes to clean the golden calf. What do you mean, clean the golden calf? So the Gemara says, in every generation, in everybody's life, we suffer and we pay for the golden calf. I said, what happened? So we came out of Egypt. We came out in our suitcases. We were idols in our suitcases. He never threw it aside. Chizkel HaNavi said, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, listen, before you go take this little sheep or little goat to Sotef for Korban Pesach, Mishchu Kchu Yidichem, throw your Avodah Zarah. But I said, no, I put my Avodah Zarah in my suitcase. Pesel Micha Over Tambayam. While the crossing Yangtzu, people have inside the bags, not the shelkes, they have statues. Statues. Then they made a golden calf. He says, what's the kapara of the golden calf? Parashat Parah. He says, what's Parashat Parah? Because you take a red cow as a kapara, how is the kapara? No, the Gemara says, the red cow, if you go back, it's the zchut of Avraham Avinu. Because he said, I gave my life to be burned to be ashes. It's called Efer Parah Adumah, it's called ashes of the red cow. So the whole thing, the whole concept, is very similar to what happened to Avram. And then the water is the water that happened in Mara. It's the combination of Avraham Avinu and in Mara you came out of originally there was no water. I said, you don't trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu 100%. This is what Avotenu, the Mishnah said. You don't trust Hashem. Avraham trusted Hashem. You don't trust Hashem. But let me tell you, I'll show you something. You see the whole lake, the whole spring is bitter water. He says, I'm going to put a little bit of wood and I'm going to just throw the wood inside. Everything will be sweet. He says, what's this? The emunah that you have in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, this is Bizuchut Avraham Avinu. Hashem Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, at that moment, tell them concept of red cow. What red cow has to do with a bit of water? I says, the red cow is the zechut of Avram, says the Gemara. I says, because he was ready to give his life. Says the Zohar, that's only when your tefillah will go up. Says the Zohar, four conditions for you to tefillah to go up. First, you have to feel like you're a poor person, because otherwise you become an elephant. Says, always you have to feel I'm poor. Always you have to feel that you're a slave. Says, I have a master. Somebody is on my head. Always have to feel you chassid. Chassid says the Gemara, says the Zohar, it means that either he thinks everything that belongs to him, that he has, belongs to somebody else's law as well. Sheli shelcha, shelcha, shelcha. Or the Gemara said, David Amir said he is a chassid because he learned all the time. It is not staying in bed. And then the Zohar said, you have to feel that you are ready to protest, to give your life for Kadosh Baruch. I says, this is the secret of the red cow. And that's what the Gemara says. I says, we did the golden calf. The red cow will clean the mess. Will clean the dirt. How is it going to clean the dirt? Because the golden calf was Avodah Zarah. I says, this is God. We didn't believe in Hashem. I says, now you have a red cow. I says, the Gemara, says, the belief is going to purify you. It's not the red cow. It's the belief. The red cow is just a role model. It's in front of our eyes. It's the way we do it. It's resembled Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara used to look, Moshe come up to Shamayim, from all the mitzvot, all of a sudden he hears the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bni Eliezer Omer, my son Eliezer said, Egla bat shana, parah bat shanatayim. He says, my son talks about red cow. So Moshe asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, from all the mitzvot, you talk about the red cow? So Hashem said, you know what, this guy Eliezer, I love him very much. So who is this guy? This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. His father was a billionaire, milliardaire, what we call it in Israel. And his son said, he wants to go to yeshiva, he wants to learn yeshiva. His father said, what are you talking about? You know what I have? Who is going to run the business? I said, bye, papi. Went to yeshiva, became Rabbi Elazar Gadol. Became Rabbi Akiva's rabbi. Hashem said, I love this guy. He doesn't need wealth, he doesn't need money, he wants to study. He wants to be a scholar. He wants to be a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, what is he talking about? He says, he's talking about the red cow. What is the red cow? The red cow is Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu means Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This guy alive. Comes Moshe to Hashem and says, listen, I made a boo-boo. You know, when Moshe the Gemara, when Moshe came to Yitro's house, Yitro said, you want to marry Tzipora? Moshe said, okay. I said, one condition. The first son that you're going to have, it's going to be a priest for idolship. So Moshe said, okay, Beli Neder. Yitro said, no, Beli Neder business. You swear to me now. But you and Moshe, Hashem et Taish. Says the Gemara, Yitro made this Moshe swear that Gersh from the first hand, he should be a priest for idolship. There's no information if he did or he didn't to the end. But this information that this guy Gershom's grandson was a priest in idolship. In Sefer Shoftim. Moshe comes up to Shamayim, and here's the Kadosh Baruch Hu talks about red cow, red cow, red cow. What is red cow? Red cow means Avraham Avinu. Means what? The red cow is a kapara for Avodah Zarah. Moshe says, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, can I ask you a favor? I want this guy to be my grandson. Not because Moshe wants him to be his grandson. Because Moshe wanted, so-called, to balance his children. So the first one, Avodah Zarah, he promised Yitro. He said, I hope the second one, should be a scholar, should be a one that's going to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Hashem said, you know what? Hashem Echad Eliezer. He said, this guy, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanus, is going to come for Moshe. He says, you go up all the way to the roots. He's giving me Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, why? Why? He says, Moshe begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wants this one. He says, why? Because he wants so-called his son, his grandson, to be devoted to a Kadosh Baruch Hu like the red cow. The red cow means Avraham Avinu. He wants his son to be honored. He says, that's the power. The Gemara says, that's the power of Avraham Avinu. That he, not only he convinced a Kadosh Baruch Hu and beg a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you do such a thing, a Kadosh Baruch Hu changed 180 degrees. Instead from a prosecutor to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he is going to be one of the tzaddikim to save Sodom and Gomorrah. I said, they do very bad things over there. But it's the power of the tzaddikim. They can protect the city. But you have only 9, you need 10. Abraham said to Hashem, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be number 10. And Hashem said, yeah, okay, I'm going to be the number 10. A minute ago, Hashem said he's going to be the prosecutor. He's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the power of Munah. That's the power, says the Zohar, if you're ready to give your life. And says the Aris, the Zohar says, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He says, you have to imagine, there's a fire, or that you jump inside the fire. He says, somebody throw you off. Second floor is called Skila, Chenek, choke you, cut your head off. It says, for Hashem, I'll do anything. That show that you're humble, that you're nobody. That's what Abraham Avinu says, Nuchia Far Va'efer. He wants Abraham was very humble. Not because he said he's humble. You said you're humble, you become an elephant. He says, I'm ashes, because I was supposed to be ashes. I was ready to give my life to your Kadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody is ready to give his life to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he would change the Gezerot completely. As Chachamim said, Parashat Parah, 24 Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Taharatan Shel Israel, to purify of Am Israel. Even though the Gemara said, the Parashat Parah should be after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because the first red cow was slaughtered and burned, Bet Ben Nisan. The Gemara no, but Chachamim said, read this always before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Before Parashat HaChodesh, you always have to read Parashat Parah. Taharatan Shel Yisrael, what's Taharatan? Purification of purify Am Yisrael. What is purify? Am Yisrael from the sin of Avodah Zarah. The sin, so we take the Torah out. And that's the Kavanah. So where you read Parashat Parah? What is it for what? For what? Of course, it means also, you know, you need it. You need ashes before Mashiach will come to be able to go to Beit HaMikdash. He says, no, what's the root of it? How did you get it? So Gemara says, "Masechet Sotah, b'zchut Avraham Avinu." Says Magen Avraham, "B'zchut Ochot Min." Says the Gemara, "B'zchut Avraham Avinu Mashiach will come." So we say, "Magen Avraham." Says Chachamim, "You best have to think." Says Magen Avraham. I said, "Who says it? Who said it first?" Angel says, "When did they say it?" I said, "When Avraham Avinu came out of the fire." I said, "That's the red cow. The red cow 3 times a day in Yom Tefillah. That's the power of the red cow." אשר מסן על הרסקה ונהב משיח מה במינה. אמן.